So how different was the studio at Pennington to the one that had been at St Leonard's in terms of layout and workflow?
Oh, look, it was a huge difference because now all the samples and the designing and everything all took place upstairs in a rather sort of exclusive atmosphere. Florence no longer had an office. She now had a desk in the room where all the wallpapers, where everything was shown. There was an advantage and a disadvantage to that. It meant that she was out looking over your shoulder the whole time, but it looked much better and it was a lovely atmosphere. But then there were these windows where she could look down on the first floor and watch what you were doing. And that's what I said. She would then, you know, if she wanted your attention, she'd throw something at you or scream or whatever. And so downstairs there were now two rooms, one really big one where David mainly worked to print the wallpapers and another one that was a bit smaller where the toilets and the kitchen were and the dark room where I made the screens. And the one where the fabrics and that were printed, but were also a couple of overflow tables if David needed them. And she got me involved in the technology of making the screens, and we got a piece of equipment that just made it so much better, because before I used to just have to pack the back of the screens with black felt and lay a piece of glass over them and then light the arc lamp to make it. And it was really touch and go, the tiniest little jolt, and it would be blurred and you'd have to start again. This time we bought a machine that you put, once you'd stretched your screen, you put it in and turned on the electric switch and it sucked the air out so that the screen was held in place in front of the glass with sort of a vacuum. And it made it so much easier in terms of getting accurate screens. So technology had caught up.